Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 10, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. FICO and ATO enable open banking integration for UK lenders. UK-based credit risk solutions provider ATO has partnered with analytics software company FICO to integrate open banking data into UK credit scoring. Revolut to become a bank in Mexico. UK-based fintech unicorn Revolut has gained approval from Mexico's National Banking and Securities Commission, CNBV, to establish itself as a bank in Mexico. HSBC to sell its business in Argentina. HSBC has reached an agreement to sell its banking operations in Argentina to Grupo Financiero Galicia. Nubank Ultravioleta launches global account with Wise. Nubank Ultravioleta, a tailored experience for high-income Nubank clients, has revealed its venture into the travel domain with the preliminary release of its global account. TransferGo secures $10 million funding for Asia-Pacific expansion. TransferGo, a UK-based fintech specializing in global remittances, has secured a $10 million growth funding round from investor Taiwanya Capital. Nuvei secures MPI license in Singapore. Nuvei has secured an MPI license in the region of Singapore to accelerate its APAC expansion and to provide customers in the country with additional solutions. Touch & Go e-wallet to charge 1% fee for overseas payments. Touch & Go e-wallet has announced its decision to implement a 1% conversion fee for overseas QR payments, starting on the 25th of April 2024. Liberis partners with ShopCircle. Global embedded finance platform Liberis has partnered with UK-based e-commerce software provider ShopCircle. PayU partners with PayPal. Online payment solutions provider PayU has announced its partnership with PayPal in order to improve cross-border payments for India-based merchants. Road and Worldline partner for EV charging payments. Netherlands-based EV charging platform Road has partnered with Worldline to address payment processing and regulatory burdens for EV charge point owners. PXP Financial enhances security with MasterCard. PXP Financial has announced its accreditation as a token service provider by MasterCard, facilitated through the MasterCard Digital Enablement Service, MDES. Entrust finalizes on Fido acquisition. Payments, identities, and data company Entrust has completed its acquisition of Onfido, an identity verification company, to combat deepfakes and AI-powered cyber attacks. TransferGo secures $10 million investment from Taiwanya Capital. TransferGo, the global fintech empowering a world on the move, today announced securing a $10 million investment from Taiwanya Capital, a leading venture capital firm in Taiwan, backed by Taiwan's public and private sectors. Indian fintechs partner for blockchain payments. In a partnership talk, Asia's fastest unicorn Zyber 365, a company involved in decentralized blockchain technologies, recently joined forces with Cashcaro, India's leading cashback platform. SurePay joins Temenos API exchange program. SurePay today announced that the SurePay solutions will be available via the cloud-based Temenos Exchange partner ecosystem. Lloyds Bank cuts risk department headcount. UK High Street Bank Lloyds Bank is reducing the size of its risk management department because it is seen as a blocker to the bank's strategic transformation. Insurers target crypto market. The global insurance industry is turning its attention to the risks posed by cryptocurrencies and digital assets, judging by recent product announcements. Cyber attacks cost financial firms $12 billion, says IMF. Financial services firms have been hit with $12 billion in losses over the last two decades as a result of cyber attacks, according to a recently published report from the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Santander brings OpenBank digital brand to US. Santander is launching its open bank digital offering across the United States and Mexico. JP Morgan's Dimon stresses critical impact of AI. In his annual letter to shareholders, JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon has singled out the critical impact of AI and the essential importance of migration to the cloud. Isle of Man announces participants in FinTech Challenge. The Isle of Man government today reveals the cohort of 16 international organizations that will take part in the island's biggest ever innovation challenge. Apex appoints exec to U.S. division. Apex Group, the leading global financial services provider, announced the strengthening of its U.S. team with a key senior hire. Internet Bank Bunk secured 29 million euros. Internet Bank Bunk has announced the rise of 29 million euros capital injection, as it made a net profit of 53 million euros in 2023 via its increased interest income. Santander to launch Open Bank in the U.S. Santander has launched a new national, digital offering in the region of the United States under the Open Bank brand, aiming to improve customer experience. Aterian partners with Mercado Libre. U.S.-based consumer products platform Aterian has begun selling product on the Mercado Libre marketplace. Sprinto raises $20 million in Series B funding. U.S.-based security compliance and risk platform Sprinto has raised $20 million in a Series B funding round led by Accel. Blockchain.com partners with MetaMask. Crypto payment solution Blockchain.com Pay has partnered with MetaMask to support secure crypto payments for MetaMask users. Revolut secures Mexican banking license. British-based fintech Revolut has set its sights on Mexico after securing a banking license in the country. MasterCard shuffles leadership. MasterCard has announced a realignment of its teams centered on three interdependent areas of core payments, commercial and new payment flows and services. These changes will enable further alignment to accelerate growth and deliver value for stakeholders. GoCardless and Sage expand partnership. Bank payment company GoCardless has announced the renewal and expansion of its strategic partnership with Sage, the global leader in accounting, financial, HR, and payroll technology for small and mid-sized businesses. DTCC and RegNosys support ISDA digital regulatory reporting. DTCC, the premier post-trade market infrastructure for the global financial services industry, today announced that it is working with RegNosys to support industry adoption of the ISDA digital regulatory reporting, DRR, solution and aid compliance with forthcoming global derivatives trade reporting rewrites. Atto and FICO help UK lenders integrate open banking data into credit scoring process. Atto, a leading provider of credit risk solutions using transactional data, is thrilled to announce a strategic partnership with FICO, a global analytics software leader, for the UK market. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.